Well, a legitimate concern, legitimacy probably is in the eye of each individual, and how we come together as a community really defines, you know, what our focus is as a community. And so this represents another area of change. And anytime there's change, there's learning, there's, you hope, eventually understanding and acceptance of people's differences. And I think that's what's at root here for me, John, is what's the does a school setting, is it an appropriate place for this? Of course it's a place we're going to deal with it, because everybody comes together to public schools. That's both one of our big challenges as a society, but also in my mind, one of the great things about our culture and our country is that everyone can come together. Everyone gets this access to the same education, and we rub shoulders with each other from the very, you know, youngest of ages, from kindergarten forward. So it's I've got the easy part as a school board member. Our policy is pretty straightforward: don't discriminate. The tough part really falls on the administrators, who have to say, okay, great, now we've got this policy, how do I execute it? And I would tell you that I'm really proud of our administrators. We had our school attorney, as somewhat of a third-party independent and objective, sit with all of them and look at some of the cases of this that they've dealt with. And, you know, her report back to us was just glowing, you know, effectively saying you should be really proud of these people. I think, you know, the fact that it's a tough issue, it's new to all of us, and we're all figuring out how to deal with it in many cases, although it's not a new instance in society, how we openly deal with it is and give everyone a chance to be safe, secure in their education opportunity and feel respected as an individual. That's the tough balance there.